Mishnah Vav. Oinim Stukim. The Stukis are those that do not believe to in our Masorah of Torah about there. And there is Takonos Chachamim they did not agree with, so they had a taina. Koblim onu aleichem prushim. We have a taina against you, prushim. Sha'atim oimim kisvei kodesh metamis yodayim. You say that kisvei kodesh, which are holy things, if you touch them, you have some tamei. The sifra hamirus. This is a sefer, a Greek sefer of Yuma. Einam metamis yodayim. They're not metamis yodayim. They make a comment. It sounds absurd that a holy sefer should be metamei hands, and say that no kedusha should not be metamei hands. I'm Rabbi Yechon Zakeh. If he ain't lonu al prushim el zuduvah, this is the only time against the prusha. If your logic is correct, they also say atmos chamor tahirin, atmos yechon koyin gadol tamein. The bones of a donkey are tahir, and the bones of the koyin gadol yechonon are tamei. So you see that it's nothing to do with one another. Even something to be a much higher level of Kedusha, but even so, it has some. They were answering Lishitosa. According to your logic does not hold out. Amulos, so can answer them Lishibosam Isimosam, because it's more dear, it's more Chashiv, therefore, there is Tumah. Shalo, Yatodam, Asmais, Ovavimud, Tavodais. This is understanding of the Sukim. The reason why there's Tumah on the bones of the person is to prevent people from using the bones of the person to make spoons out of them. So he answered them, according to your logic, so you already have an explanation why kisvei kodesh on a tamei yadayim is a more chashuv, because and we want to protect them, and people should not just touch them without any need. Sifrei hamirus einam chavivim einam etamim en tayodayim. Yes. Okay.